Travelling Light is a science fantasy podcast from the creator of Monstrous Agonies. Follow the traveller on their journey through the stars and help shape their world and the stories within it through audience submissions and choose your own adventure decision making. Travelling Light is a Monstrous Productions podcast. Find us on Tumblr, Instagram and Twitter, or visit our website at monstrousproductions.org to find out more.
Well, hello, Mr. President.
It's so good to see you, Your Presidentialness.
We're honored to be of service.
Surely you understand why I called the two of you here today.
A pizza party?
Well, I don't know.
Make more goo people?
I got no idea, really.
I don't know.
As you too well know, I take great pride in my status as the only sentient human in the universe. I was especially crafted, after all, to be the perfect leader.
Of course!
We know that.
So perhaps you can imagine my surprise and disappointment when I received reports that there is another human traipsing around the galaxy.
What?
Not such a coincidence.
Oh, don't act like you don't know. I asked around and I know she was the one you used for your stupid little simulation.
Well, it was just a little joke.
Well, your little joke has become a big annoyance and I need her eliminated. I can't even believe you let her out of here. Who knows what secrets she has bouncing around in her fleshy little human brain.
Right. Secrets.
The two of you are in charge of tracking her down and bringing her to me.
There is something you should know.
You see, she thinks you're her father.
What?
It was in the simulation, you know? It was just a part of the joke.
We made her father look and sound exactly like you.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I thought it'd be funny. I was bored. I was mad that you passed me over for a promotion.
It's not funny.
No.
Of course not.
Find Stella and bring her here.
I forgot we named her that.
We are hilarious sometimes.
This is not funny.
No. No. We're going to be serious.
Very serious.
Good.
Say, do you think he knows that all the passcodes are from the simulation?
I don't think so.
We should change them, right?
We can't. If he notices we changed the passcodes, he'll realize we messed them up in the first place.
But the human woman might figure them out!
Then we just need to find her first.
Where are we going?
Just wait a second. The ride is almost docked.
Is that a space taxi? From the Interstellar Taxi Service?
Hello, Stella.
It's you. You're back.
That is correct. I am.
Get in, Stella.
Where are we going?
You'll see soon.
So what would it look like for us to officially join the Renegades?
Well, no more trash collection for one thing.
Theed, what do you think about this?
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Can you help us get Scott back?
I think we can pencil it in.
But what can we even do? I mean, against the politicians. What's even the point?
I'll show you!
Gerald? You will?
Puppet, take us to Lentrax!
Okay.
If you're hearing this pre-recorded message, it's because narration belongs here, but the narrator for this story is unavailable. Please try again later.
Why did you want to take us to a barren desert planet?
This planet wasn't always barren. We lived on the surface once, long ago. But once the politicians came to drain it of resources, this is what it became. This was my home, comrades. Now it's a rock.
But I grew up here. We lived in burrows. I mean, it still wasn't great, but we survived.
Our kind were not built for living underground. It was never going to last.
Gerald, are you saying that all the Lentraxi died out?
Oh.
There are very few of us left.
You mean while I was gone, our people went extinct?
And this is the fate of every planet in our galaxy, if we do not fight back!
So, will you all see?
Revolution!
Revolution!
Revolution.
Sure, I could do with some revolution.
I think that's a yes from everyone.
Except Stella.
Yeah, where is Stella?
What is this place?
This is our headquarters.
Like your whole organization? The one Baz was a part of?
This is where we keep records of all our activities. Tell me, Stella, do you know everything Baz has done?
Well, no, but when we first met, the ship had a trial. There was space law. It was a whole thing. We decided she could stay. And I know space law is different from Earth law, but I'm pretty sure in Earth law, you're not supposed to try someone again. It's called final jeopardy. I think. I never studied law.
But you didn't have all the information.
So what information am I missing?
This.
A book? I was missing a book?
This is a record of all Baz's jobs with us.
This is all Baz's crimes? They fill a whole book?
No.
Oh, good.
This is just volume one.
What?
Baz and I were partners for a long time, Stella. A long time. And in that time, we did some pretty nasty things. And some pretty good things, too. It was a kind of a mixed bag, but the point is, no matter what we were doing, we always had each other's backs.
Until she didn't?
It was our biggest job yet. We were pirating the software of hundreds of AIs from the Benevolent Robots Corporation. I got caught. She ran off. Never even tried to help me. Never even bothered to check and see what happened to me.
That sounds like a really bad breakup.
Oh, it was.
But all this, all these things she did, she just stole stuff. She never murdered anyone, right?
She stole vital organs from a hospital. Is that murder?
I mean, I don't know, but you helped her.
This isn't about me. I don't need you to trust me.
You just want me to distrust Baz? Why? What do you get?
Revenge.
And you?
Oh, this is just a hobby.
Organized crime is your hobby?
Yes. When I get bored of this, I will take up knitting.
Okay, but just so you know, knitting is really hard. I tried it once, and I made the ugliest, like, little mittens that I've ever seen in my life. They always tell you it's knit purl, but actually there's, like, a ton of other shit that you gotta learn, and the needles are, like, way too long.
Stay on task, Stella.
Do the right thing, Stella.
I don't know if this is the right thing.
Of course it is. She's a bad person, Stella, and you're a good person. She took advantage of you. She takes advantage of everyone. If you get rid of her, you'll be doing the universe a favor.
We already have it all planned out. All you have to do is follow our lead.
I don't know if I can do that.
Of course you can. You still have that emotional balm, right? To give you confidence.
Yeah?
Use it if you need to. We'll give you further instructions on the ride.
Ride where? Back to the raccoon?
Your crew is currently on Lentrax.
How do you know that?
I'm a psychic cloud of sentient gas, Stella.
Right. I should have been able to put that together, probably.
If you're hearing this pre-recorded message, it's because narration belongs here, but the narrator for this story is unavailable. Please try again later.
So, what's the plan?
I guess we'll stay here on Lentrax and plan with the renegades until we know our next move.
Hey, Baz. I want to talk to you about, something that just happened. Can we step outside for a bit?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
So, this is the planet where you grew up, huh?
Yeah.
And you left.
Well, I got kicked off, actually, for... I'm sure you can guess.
Yeah, I can. Can I ask you a question, Baz?
Sure.
You hurt a lot of people. You know that, right?
I mean, yeah.
And have you ever apologized to any of them?
The crew. I'm pretty sure I've apologized to the crew at least once.
Yeah, but that was when they were threatening to throw you out of an airlock. That doesn't count.
Fair. Then I'm not sure. I don't think I have.
Right.
What's going on, Stella? You seem different.
I feel different. I tried that confidence bomb from Lorix.
Oh, okay. And are you feeling more confident?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Good. You know, it makes me sad to come back here. Not because it makes me nostalgic. Actually, kind of the opposite. I grew up on a planet that used to be beautiful, and I didn't even know what was stolen from me before I was born because I grew up underground, and I hated it. And I was glad when I got exiled. Coming back here reminds me of how bland my life used to be. How bland everything used to be before I met you, Stella. Stella? Stella?
What will become of Stella and her friends? Will they ever return for Baz? What happened to Scott? Will the Starship Skunk ever return? Learn all this and more in the thrilling final season of The Stench of Adventure! The Stench of Adventure is a Strong Branch production. It is written, directed, and edited by Alex Kingsley and produced by Grace Griego and Elliot Yordi. Original music by Alex Kingsley and Optina Narani Kimateka. The voice of Stella was Grace Griego. The voice of Baz was Josie Ross. The voice of Buttercup was Cameron Slosky. The voice of Puppet and Stew was Jake Channison. The voice of Scotchbot was Wesley Hahn. The voice of Feed was Bailey Montgomery. The voice of the Captain was Alex Kingsley. The voice of Gerald and Mr. Smith was John Kingsley. The voice of Myra was Kendall Bird. The voice of Zrax was William Wellman. The voice of the Board of Narrative Representative was Shakira Searle. The voice of Yeri Yorb and the previous narrator was Alexander Sheldon. The voice of the current narrator is Tim Meredith. For more information, or just to say hi, visit our website at www.strongbranchproductions.com. Join our Discord community, follow our Twitter at StrongBranchPro, or email us at contact@strongbranchproductions.com. If you want to support our show, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For bonus content, consider becoming a patron of Strong Branch Productions. The Stench of Adventure will conclude in 2024. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.